It's a warm, sunny, and humid Florida morning, and cycling activist Carrie Caffrey is contemplating a ride down busy Orange Avenue south of downtown Orlando. Caffrey runs a blog called Commute Orlando that helps cyclists find safe routes to their destinations using their bikes. She's turning high revolutions, though, about a law headed to Governor Charlie Crist that would change the way Florida regulates bicycle lanes.
Bike lanes don't necessarily put cyclists in the best position on the road.
Caffrey says if cyclists are riding in the middle of a lane, faster vehicles will pass slower ones in a natural way. But she says putting a bike lane stripe down the side of a road changes that natural dynamic.
When you take the slow vehicles or the bicyclists and you set them off to the side and they're going straight and then you have traffic that's turning left and turning right and you put that bicyclist in a position where they're really not noticed and they're really not seen and they're also in conflict with turning movements of other vehicles, you set up for conflict.
I join Caffrey on Orange Ave on my bike to find out what it's like riding in Central Florida's heavy traffic.
So far we're riding, there's no bike lane, but we're actually seeming to do okay. Cars are going around us. Big trucks are going around us. No problem so far.
Things changed when we got into a bike lane on an unbroken stretch of road. Cars started moving faster and weren't moving over to pass us. Bill's sponsor Gary Aubuchon likes to ride his bike too.
First of all, my biking experience mirrors your experience.
Current law requires bicyclists to ride as close to the right side of the roadway as possible. It doesn't even mention bike lanes. The Cape Coral Republican says he inserted the bike lane mandate after a fellow lawmaker brought a South Florida cycling problem to his attention.
Where along A1A, they were having some challenges with cyclists who were simply choosing not to ride in that lane and causing backups in traffic. And in that case, it will give law enforcement the ability to require those cyclists to move over and stay in the bike lane rather than to simply choose to ride in the road instead.
Aubuchon wonders if taxpayers should continue paying to build bike lanes if cyclists aren't going to use them.
I think at the end, by the governor signing this bill, he will actually give us the tools that we need, the ammunition that we need, if you will, to make the case for even more cycling lanes in our state.
But a lot of cyclists worry spelling out the requirement to use existing bike lanes will make police start pulling out their ticket books for minor infractions, even though the new language would preserve current exceptions for avoiding potholes, passing other bikes, and making left-hand turns. Back on Orange Ave, cycling activist Carrie Caffrey meets up with bike rider Catherine Vaccaro, who recently relocated from the Florida Keys, where the pace is a little slower. Vaccaro doesn't like the heavy traffic near her house, so she asked for some help finding a better route to her local grocery store and learning how to ride in heavy traffic. After riding around downtown Orlando, Vaccaro says the bike lane law before the governor's desk has her concerned.
I'm already worried about what the rules are and how to find out what the rules are. I think there's enough confusion that if they just do this without a lot of great communication, it's going to be much worse.
Florida's Bicycling Association and several local groups have asked Governor Crist to veto the measure. He has until Saturday to make a decision. So far, he's gotten more than 1,500 email requests for a veto and only 205 emails asking him to sign the bill. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Mark Simpson.